Good morning, Nick.
We're going to go back to when was that housing bubble burst? 2007?
2008.
This created a situation where a lot of people, for various reasons, a lot of people ended up owing more money on their house than the house was actually worth or than they could sell the house for.
Sure.
So you're underwater in your house. We're going to talk kind of, it's something about that, about kind of over-improving your house.
Sure.
Putting more money into your house and perhaps making you owe more than the house is actually worth.
Right. Well, you know, some of it was that the market declined. Some of the problem of 2008, the housing bubble,
yes.
7 and 8, is that the market declined. Some of the problem is that lenders were lending 100% to 125% of the value of your house.
Yeah.
They were lending you more money than it was worth.
And they would tell you, oh, the value of the house always goes up.
That's right.
Always
That's
goes
right.
up.
So lenders aren't doing that anymore. They're not lending 125% of the house.
Right.
But when people have money, you know, they got a tax refund or they got an inheritance and they decide, oh, I've been wanting a new kitchen. I want a new bathroom. Let's build a garage, right? They make these decisions without really, very often, without considering the actual value of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a lender involved, you're probably not going to get yourself into this position because a lender is going to say, we're not giving you that much money. Your house is worth $200,000. We're giving you $160,000. Done deal.
Right.
But if you don't have a lender involved on this, you could be over-improving your house. So what happens is you decide, by way of rationalization maybe, but a new kitchen and a new bathroom will make our house worth so much more money.
Hmm.
Your house may be worth more money. Your house may not. It will only be worth what other houses like it have sold in the past 6 months in your area, relatively speaking. So the first thing I want to say is please don't ask a real estate agent to come through and tell you what your house is worth if you're not planning on selling your house, right? Most of them are not licensed appraisers and they have something better to do with their time, I think. But if there is one that's a licensed appraiser or you could call a licensed appraiser, you could get a little help. So here's a couple of things you can do for no money and something you can do for very small money to save yourself from this problem. For no money, for free, you could go to Zillow.com, Z-I-L-L-O-W, and type in your address and see what Zillow says your home is worth. Then you could go to your town and see what they assess your house for tax purposes.
To base your taxes on.
Are they accurate? They're not perfect. But if they agree, you might have a little wake-up call. Oh, we think our house is going to be worth $250,000 with a new kitchen.
Right.
And Zillow and the assessment say $185,000. You need to pay attention.
Yeah.
So if you think it's close, right, if it's not a slam dunk to pour this money into the house, you might want to spend a few hundred dollars, right, to save yourself from a real headache.
Yeah.
For $300 to $450 relatively, you know, usually, you can get a licensed appraiser to come in and give you what is called a post-repair appraisal, post-improvement appraisal, right? So they'll come in and you'll say, well, we're going to do this to it, we're going to do that with it, and they will say, well, this is what it's going to be worth after you make those improvements.
Right.
That's the number to pay attention to. They also can be a wealth of knowledge. Boy, I wouldn't put a ceramic tile floor in this kitchen, but I would, you know, fix the roof on your barn.
Yeah.
I mean, so they might have things like that to say, which could be very, very useful.
Okay. Important information if you're a homeowner and, you know, you're looking at doing some improvements. You and I know you would always recommend, let's say you have a home improvement project you want to do. You would say, you know, save up the money for it and pay for it ahead of time rather than adding it to your, you know, mortgage
or
something like that.
I would like that. And in part, that's how people get trapped in over-improving because there's nobody else to give them an opinion and they just spend the money. They just say, oh, we have $30,000.
Let's
put
it
in the house. Right. And most of it is usually emotional. I want this or we need more space for the kids who are really only going to be there for two more years. And so you spend $10,000 renovating a basement that isn't legally a extra living space and you can't recoup that when you sell the house. Yeah.
All right. Dr. Francis Rame is the Money Doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. Joins us every week here on the show. If people have questions about this or any segment they hear, they can reach out to you.
Absolutely. 413-774-5555 and Hug Your Student Debt is coming your way really soon.
All right. We'll talk
I'm
next.
Finally happy to say.
All right. And we'll be talking about that real soon too then as well.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.